This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. There is a bit of sadness. Oh, man. So, apparently, I was dinking around last night. I got all my notes together. I got everything put in the recorder, in the box, ready to go. And then I never put the case in my trunk. So I'm recording this on my phone, which is not ideal, but will be okay. It also means I have zero notes. So we're just gonna jabber today. It's been a good week. Got a lot of good things accomplished this week. At work, we had a meeting with the executives. We got a chance to go over a bunch of stuff about where we are. I actually pulled out the discovery document that I had done in 2014, and we reviewed what the plan was, where we're going, where we are with the plan, etc., etc., etc. Surprisingly enough, that document that I had done in 2014. We're still on that plan. So the pieces there are still in play. We've accomplished a lot of them, but there's still more to do. And in fact, as we were getting towards the end, one of the executives had asked me, so how much longer do you think we're going to be in this development stage, and when can we sort of settle into maintenance? And I said, well, we've got these things left to do and ta-da-ta-da-ta-da. But, you know, it's really amazing. In the olden days, there was kind of that idea that we'll go ahead, we'll get our development done, and then we'll just settle in and we'll just do little tweaks and maintenance. But everything moves so fast now. And there's so many hacking, you know, attempts on this, that, and the other, and it's just constant. I mean, word came down this week that, one moment, let me see if I'm still recording, because I went dark, so just a second. Yes, I am, yay. So word came down this week that, oh, we have a bunch of servers that are still on 2012, all of those have to be upgraded. And they have to be upgraded by next March or something like that. So, you know, we're going to be moving all this stuff. And I mean, it's just constant. You know, we're still working on older versions of SQL Server. Not old, but older. All that stuff needs to be upgraded. It's just, you know, even if you don't have development to do, there's just this constant churn of getting patches applied and upgrading to the latest, and it's just a fascinating time. And who knows, maybe someday we'll grow out of that, but as of this point, we are still there. Got some deployments done this week. Those appear to have gone fine, and so that all seems to be fine, and got some necessary upgrades. There are more upgrades to come because there's always more. So yeah, there you go. Anyways, so the work is good. I had a request come through today that I've been thinking about, and maybe there's a way we can fudge it and make it work. We're gonna find out. Maybe. Hopefully. Although it's an early workflow, I'm not sure I have that capability in there, which would be sad. But we're going to give it a try. So work is good. All is well there. God has just been so very, very good and kind. Writing is going fine. I was struggling last week a little bit because I got started late. But I'm in the flow now. And I'm chapter 19. I think I'm on, just started chapter 19, so I'm on track there. We usually have about 30 chapters plus an epilogue, so I'm good to go there. And I'm good on words. I'm actually ahead almost 500 words, which is good. That's a little unusual. Try to get some more words down tonight. Kind of push myself a little bit farther ahead and then see if I can maybe get caught up from last week, because that would be good if I could get caught up from what I missed last week. So that's going fine. There still are details to work out as to where this plot is going. I know the basics and I know what I need to happen, but I've got to get it there in what I would at least consider to be a reasonable way. Maybe some of my beta readers wouldn't consider it to be reasonable, but at least I would consider it to be reasonable. So we'll get that done. Working on the costumes. Costumes are going fine. I'm still not done with the angel wings in the basic format, but I'm getting close. I've just been puttering along on it, so I'll putter along a little bit more tonight, and we'll see if we can't get that all taken care of. If I can get those finished up this week, next week is Rat Catcher Day. I have a little bit of stuff I need to do for Rat Catcher Day, but it should just be an evening or two, and then I'm done. I have Moth Week put together, so that's good to go. So as soon as I get Rat Catcher Day and Moth Week out of the way, then I'm going to flip back over to the steampunk stuff for Be an Angel Day. I did have a little fun thing. And I wanted originally to build a sword, build a pistol, build a backpack, build a top hat. I wanted all those, just build all those things. Build the jet pack that hangs on the wings in the back. Wanted to build all those things. I'm running short on time, so I don't think I can get all those done. So then, you know, I dropped back to, okay, can I buy some of these things? Well, I found a hat, top hat, that was a steampunk white top hat. I've ordered that. I suspect it will be too small for me. If it is, I'll go ahead and make my own top hat, which I have a pattern for that, and I can get that done. But it would save me some time if I didn't have to do that. I had ordered a steampunk gun and a sword that I can steampunk up a little bit. I got the gun in, and it was very cool. It was a very cool gun. It was heavy. You know, it was die cast. It was nicely finished. It was a little too realistic looking. I mean, it looked sort of like a flintlock, but it had like a six-barreled Gatling gun thing on the front of it. And I was just like, I don't know if I want to carry this into Walmart. And so in the process of doing that, and it was expensive, but I had done it with points. I think I had done that one with points. So I thought, man, is there another option? Is there another option? Just another option. And you know, Jesus is so kind. He's just so kind. I don't know if I was just searching for steampunk pistols or I actually physically thought to search for this. I really can't remember. But I ended up looking at Nerf pistols, the plastic pistols that had been converted to steampunk. And I know how to do that. That ain't that hard. Because all you got to do is take them apart, spray paint them black, put them back together, you know, put the rub and buff stuff on it. You're good to go. So I thought, you know, as opposed to doing this, I'll just find it. Well, the Nerf pistols that were the ones I was going to use for guides, they all seemed to be a different kind of Nerf pistol, and I couldn't find it on Amazon. And then I had this little whisper, why don't you put in all Nerf pistols into the internet, look through the pictures, figure out which one it is. Oh, there you go. I did that. I found two of them on eBay for $14 plus $5 shipping. So it's going to be about $20 to get them in. They've already been shipped. They're coming in. I got two of them in case I messed up on one of them. And then I did actually order another one that's kind of a Fortnite pistol. And so it's a little more industrial looking, and I can steampunk that one up as well. And so that should take care of the pistols. I think I know what I can do as far as the shoulder strap or the thigh straps go to to anchor them on. So I'm working on that. I think that's going to be fine. So that takes care of that. I have ordered a sword, and I'm going to steampunk that up a little bit, maybe do some leather wraps on it a little bit, maybe do some rub and buff on it to get a little more color in it. And then it's a matter of getting this backpack or this jetpack made. That's going to be the big thing. But I have plans for that. And I got to get all the supplies ordered probably this weekend so I can get those supplies in so that when I get finished up on the Angel Wings, I'll have a few days worth of stuff to do on Rat Catcher Day and a few things like that. And, you know, and if need be, the Nerf pistols and things should be in by then. I'm getting my mail. One moment. Let's see what we've got here today. Oh, the Legion, American Leader, Legion of Membership Benefits. And that, that, that. Okay, good. Good. All right. So that should, oh, come on. There we go. So that should all be fine. I did find in the process of looking for all these plastic pistols and everything, of course, this last week was Amazon Prime Day. And I probably wouldn't have gotten this if it wasn't, oh, sorry. I banged the phone against the window. I probably wouldn't have gotten this if it wasn't Prime Day. But I just thought, oh, you gotta go look. I ordered all of these different pistols while I was still trying to look to find the one that was on eBay. And everything, every time I ordered one, it was like, it's fine. I finally figured out what that meant, found what I needed on eBay. So I got that under control. But as I was doing it, I was scrolling down through, and there was a Nerf gun, Gatling gun. And I thought, okay, that would be very fun. And so it's normally like $40, $45, something like that. I wouldn't have bought that just for that. But it was half price, so it was down in the like 20. And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So I've got to steampunk that up as well. That's good. I think the rest of the Angel Day costume is fairly squared away. Got a few little straps to make and those kind of things. But it's coming along. It's coming along. All is well. All is well. It's interesting with everything that's going on in the country at this point, and there's just more and more stuff that's coming out, and you just think, what is this administration doing? You know, it's just amazing. But the fact of the matter is that flesh is always maximally frustrating and maximally destructive. And the more the flesh rules, the more destruction and the more frustration there is. So I think that's part of what we're seeing. You know, we're people keep saying, oh, well, they plan to do this. But I'm not sure if it's that planned or if it's just the drive of the flesh. Maybe it's planned by the flesh. Or it's just, how do we wreak the most destruction that we can? You know, and that's what we're seeing. I don't know. I don't know. But it's really astonishing how badly things are being managed in terms of the economy now. And it's the other thing is that's really astonishing is when you see the woke ideology and how much it's taken hold, and how much it's taken hold in, like, the abortion bill that's passing through the House of Representatives, who, you know, talk about persons with the ability to conceive because they don't want to use the term woman, or at the end of it, they say any use of the term woman in here is just as a generic and it's not meant to insult anybody. And there's all this dancing around. And, you know, if you try to approach it from just a biological standpoint, then you're just immediately accused of being homophobic and of engendering violence towards people. And I mean, there's all this, what? I mean, it's one thing for someone to redefine words. Okay, we've been redefining words for a long time, and we've talked about that. You know, the word gay got redefined. And the word gay was specifically chosen because of what it meant before it meant homosexual. Lighthearted and cheery. The people who renamed homosexuals as gay and said, we're going to identify as gay now, wanted that emotional connotation to come along with it. We're lighthearted and cheery. Same thing has happened with the word woman. Okay. But it's gotten so distorted now with the whole transgender thing that it would be the equivalent of saying if you ever referred to a man as homosexual, then obviously you're not calling them gay, which is what they prefer to be called, they as a whole group. We're just making this assumption. They prefer to be called that. And if you call them homosexual as opposed to gay, you're engendering violence against homosexuals. So not only is the word getting redefined, which is fine because English is like that, language is like that, you can redefine whatever you want. Then we're being told that if you don't use the approved redefinitions, then you're inflicting violence on people. Which, of course, is just silly. But it is religious fervor. This is nothing new. We have seen this kind of religious fervor over and over in the history of the world. And it has always led to destruction. Always led to destruction. You know, and when someone is possessed of this kind of religious fervor, there's really nothing you can say to them. Because they are absolutely convinced that they are righteous, that they are right, and anyone else is the great unwashed, and in some cases, not deserving of living. And so you have the very people who are accusing other people of violence are in favor of visiting violence on those people they accuse of violence because obviously those are violent people, so we have to meet them with violence, even though the people being accused of violence aren't violent in the first place. Oh, man. Religious fervor. This religious fervor. That the only people who are human are those who agree with my viewpoint. And of course, Christianity went through this phase, and every major school of religious thought has gone through this phase. And maybe we would hope that the woke, far left, equity, whatever you want to call it. Maybe we would hope that they would come out of this phase as well. However, as I look at it, I see it as a problem. Because the far left critical theory set, whether it's gender or queer theory or race, critical race theory or all those things, all of those have a foundation of saying that life is only power exchanges. And if you're convinced that all of life is only power exchanges and dominance, and you need to fight back against that, there's no spirit in that. There's only flesh. And so it's hard to be optimistic that these new religions would ever actually be able to pull out of this condemnation and this accusation and this finger pointing and name calling, because if your foundation is flesh, how do you ever get above that? People can be very critical of Christianity and say, oh, they're all hypocrites and they're religious fanatics and look what people have done in the name of Christianity, and all of that's true. But it is also true that at the core of Christianity are the teachings of Christ. And the teachings of Christ are obviously spirit when you look at them. And so that gives hope that as people rail and shake their fist as Christians, when they get quiet, there's going to be this nudging within them to move back towards something that is valid and real, as opposed to living in this condemnation. So we'll see. It's going to be very, very interesting. I do know that as a general rule, people get tired of being condemned. One of the things that drove people out of the Church of Jesus Christ was the hypocritical nature of those who were in the Church of Jesus Christ and the constant criticism that drove people out. So the question is, how long is the constant criticism and the condemnation and all that going to persist within the new woke religion before people get tired of that as well? It's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, there's an election coming. I'm going to do my little job. I'm going to vote. As for the rest of the time, you know what? I'm going to dress in my little costumes. I'm going to go to the Walmart. I'm going to try to make people smile. And we're just going to move forward with Jesus, because Jesus has been so kind. And Jesus has been so good to help us and to give us ideas and to guide us and to whisper to us so that we can enjoy an abundant life. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.